Hi there. Welcome to another edition of Science with Simon. I'm your host, Simon, and today we're going to take an exciting journey into a land far, far away, but actually right at your fingertips. We're going to investigate a device that all of us use every day, but few people actually understand. Thanks to the magic of modern technology, today we're going to take a trip inside your computer. Now, many of you are probably wondering how in the world we can go inside a computer. Well, it just so happens I have my trusty shrink ray of science here with me, and all we have to do is turn it on, set the dials, and... Hey, look at that. We're inside the computer. Pretty cool, huh? Now, the first thing you'll notice is that everything in here is pretty cramped. That's because engineers are constantly figuring out how to cram more and more stuff inside a smaller and smaller space. It's related to a concept called Moore's Law, which essentially states that computers get faster all the time while actually taking up less space. Weird, huh? Well, if you look to your right, you'll see a rectangular port. Any ideas what it could be? Yep, it's the USB port. USB actually stands for Universal Serial Bus, and it's the most common way for computers to talk to other devices like printers, keyboards, or even microphones. If you look to the side of that USB port, you'll see that it's attached to a brown wafer of silicon. This is what holds all the circuits of a computer together, and just over there, you'll see a couple of long empty slots about 4 inches long. Those are for RAM, or random access memory. Random access memory is basically temporary storage where your computer keeps instructions and data it uses most often. If your computer's getting slow, one way to speed it up is to add more RAM, which gives it more space to keep common things. So where does a computer store everything else? Well, that's on that big spinning platter over there. That's your computer's hard drive, and it's spinning super fast. 7,200 times per minute, in fact. And see that long needle moving back and forth super quick, right over the top of the platters? Well, that's what actually reads the data from the hard drive. Now you know why these things get damaged so easily. One tiny wrong move, and that needle can get off track, and your data might be gone forever. That's why it's important to always back up everything. Well, there's one more thing to look at while we're here, and it's the most important component of all. It's the CPU, or Central Processing Unit. It's a little chip that holds millions and millions of transistors, or microscopic devices that are used to switch and amplify electronic signals. The CPU is essentially the brain of the computer, but as powerful as the CPU is, it's not even a fraction as good as your own brain. That's right, not even the most powerful supercomputer on the entire planet can even come close to matching the sheer computing power of your own mind. So the next time your teacher gives you some homework that you're having trouble with, just remember that you have the most powerful computer in the whole world on your side. Well, that's about it for our tour through your computer. Now, just one more problem. How to get back? Well, let's see. If I use this remote to activate the shrink ray, it should... Aha! There we are, back in the lab. Well, thanks for coming along this trip through modern technology, and be sure to tune in next time for another episode of Science with Simon!